Hey, Ray, how are you?
Well, you know, I'm going to try to be very brutally honest with everybody, man. It's just, you know, right now is a very emotional time for me, and, you know, because there's just a lot going on with, you know, just, you know, the Sean Taylor incident and all that, man. It's really, you know, as a man and as, you know, someone that I've kind of mentored to, yeah, it's kind of, you know, it kind of makes you reflect on life. So, yeah, you know, like I told my guys, you know, it's not nothing against, you know, the game itself. But, you know, when you have to slow down, man, and life, you know, brings the type of issue that happened with Sean, yeah, it kind of takes away everything else. And that's why, you know, as far as the game, yeah, am I going to be there to play? But, you know, emotionally, man, I'm just really trying to get through these next couple of days, you know, dealing with his family in and out and just dealing with a lot of issues, trying to help them out. So, you know, football is kind of on the back burner, you know, as far as just questioning all this. And that's what I'm trying to explain to my guys. I don't want to, you know, just blow you guys off like that. There's just a lot going on, you know, on this end with me really trying to be involved with helping the situation out and just really trying to get over things like that. So, you know, that's why I'm basically just trying to, you know, guys, just, you know, focus on what I got to do and just try to keep, you know, let God work and do what he does. But, you know, it's a really challenging time for me. I will tell you that, because it took me back even to my roommate when he got killed and things like that. So, you know, just a lot of things that, you know, brought up a lot of old wounds and things like that. So, you know, I don't want to, like I said, be disrespectful and tell you guys that, you know, I wasn't going to do the interview. But I just, you know, the energy to try to talk about something that, you know, I'll be lying to you guys or trying to create something that ain't real right now, because right now it's just a very emotional time for me. That's all. That's all.
Might you be up for just a few questions, Ray?
I just want to make this real brief, man, because like I said, football has been the last thing on my mind. I mean, you guys don't even have a clue how late I've been up every night just trying to deal with all these just different issues and been pulled in so many different ways. So football is right now is really the last thing on my mind. But I'll take one or two if we can make it quick, please.
Well, I guess, you know, one thought we had, and it might sound insensitive, I hope it doesn't, just based on, you know, the power of the words you just spoke to us, is just your thoughts on Adalis and where that situation lies right now.
What situation?
Where we had some back and forth where...
Yeah, that guys, look, I'm totally sorry, but there's no way I can be... I done lost one of my closest friends, and we're talking about me and Adalis. Mm-hmm. Wow, I don't understand that, and that's why I didn't want to have this conversation, because I don't understand that. Sure. You know, we're about to play the New England Patriots, you know what I'm saying? I've never played against AD. I'm not going to play against AD and all this, and to try to relive something like that when someone loses their life and we're trying to relive gossip and all of this, I don't have energy for it. I don't have energy for it, and that's what I'm really just trying to stay away from, man. If I can just play football, if I can just play football and deal with my boy's death and get through this week, I'm good. I'm good, because everything else, man, it really shows you that there's really no importance to what everybody else wants to talk about.
Ray, is it going to be tough for you to focus on football on Monday night?
No, it's rough, man. You know, you don't, when you lose someone like that, it ain't for play. It ain't for play. You know, this is a young guy who, you know, who reached out to me, and just, he's a great guy, man. He's a great guy, and to, you know, I just can't brush it off like that, you know, without showing, you know, respect to who he is and what he stood for. And I'm just, you know, and I'm just going to stand my ground with that and understand that life, you know, life is way more important than any game and anything that everybody else wants you to talk about. And like I said, it's just a disturbing time right now, you know, for the entire UM family. But when you're as close as I was to him, you know, it kind of affects you. So that's why, you know, everything else emotionally, man, I'm kind of separated from.
Ray, do you think Sean was misunderstood the way that he's been portrayed in the media?
No, of course.
The last few
days? Of course. You know, the sad part about every incident, you know, you bring up all of this old stuff in his past, and he's the one that's being victimized. He's the one that, you know, somebody comes and does something to him, and people have the nerve to pull up this guy's past, you know, basically. So that's disturbing. That's disturbing when you see a young guy that pure and that, you know, found himself in some rough situations, whatever. But when you see the media pull up his rap sheet and things that he's been through, that's I don't see where respect is nowhere in that. So I just think he was totally misunderstood, and definitely the way that, you know, a lot of people are trying to bring up all this old stuff is just frustrating. It's frustrating to know that a young kid at 24 years old is gone, and there is no more Sean Taylor. And that guy came from my school. That guy I watched. That guy I raised, and things like that. So misunderstood, I think, the kind of his understatement.
Ray, do you plan to do anything special to honor Sean's memory on Monday?
Yeah, I mean, not just Monday. You know, every day, man, I've been writing just different scriptures just to keep you know, just to keep my motivation going and just keep, you know, that just keep his spirit alive. You know, pretty much the same thing I done when my roommate got killed. You know, things like that, man. It's just, yeah, it removes you totally from the world's expectations, and it shows you that life is really real. Life is really real, and, you know, we only get one. We only got one. Sean ain't coming back. Sean ain't coming back, and that's what, you know, the thing that, for me, man, holding his memory is just really isolating myself. You know what? To say, God, you know what? If I have been selfish in a lot of things that I've done, if I've been selfish about, you know, winning or losing, if I've been selfish about any of that, Father, forgive me. Forgive me, because you show me that people got bigger problems than I could ever have. And when Sean, and when this hit home, there's no way I can explain it. I want to, guys, but there's no way I can explain it outside of, you know, just trying to keep myself together and just keep on moving on, man. You know, life brings a lot of hurdles, and some of them you can't go around. Some hurdles you got to go through, and this is one I got to go through. And, you know, and we're and this too shall pass, you know. So everything will take care of itself.
Ray, you said Sean had sought you out. Can you kind of clue us in as to when that was?
It's been for years, you know, and it ain't, you know what I'm saying? It ain't just Sean. You know, this is, you know, numerous of times, you know, every time, no matter where I see him, man, you know, he always knows that he can reach out to me, you know, for whatever reasons. And it's just, it's not just saying Sean, but it was just a numerous of guys who just, you know, call me for whatever advice or whatever. So, you know, you get attached. You get attached to these kids very quickly. You know, you look at them as kind of your own. And this was a young kid just like Ed Reed and Willis McGahee and all these young kids who came up under me. You know, it was, you know, I was the older guy. So it was my thing to take these guys up under my wing and try to lead them and show them the right things, you know, and things like that. But when you lose one of your youngsters like that, you know, you have to take a step back yourself to just say, you know, what's important? What's important right now in my life, you know? And what's important is now educating these young kids, you know, to let them know the world ain't as fair as we think it is sometimes, you know? Be careful and things like that. So, you know, that's where I'm at with all of the issue with the Sean thing and everybody, you know, me really being there for him and things like that. And just trying to really, you know, just be there just to let everything just go smooth, man. And, you know, just get over this week and, you know, hopefully God, you know, brings a lot of peace, you know, around not just me but his family and the Hurricane family. And we can move on from there.
Ray, how hard is it to walk away from your past? I mean, you, the way that a lot of young football players grow up, and I mean, it's just, you know, black men targeting black men. How hard is that to
I think the thing that everybody is keep missing is, yeah, it's not the hard part about walking away. The hard part is about, you know, they got you in this fishbowl, you know. So no matter what you do, you know, your contract is in the paper. Everything is always publicized. So you're in a fishbowl. You know, so ultimately, you know, whether it comes sooner or later, you know, someone is going to get whatever fishy or try to do whatever. So, you know, hard to walk away from your past. I just think a lot of things that, you know, this business creates, you know, keeps your past around. You know, your business ain't your business. You know, I don't walk around a locker room and share my paycheck stuff with everybody because that's my business. And if that's my wife, that's me and my wife's business. You know, so why should all of that be publicized to the world? You know, things like that. Because if it does, I'm telling you, it only creates and opens up things like crazy stuff like this happening. So, you know, getting away from your past is one thing once you forgot about it. But when you really realize it ain't you that ever keeps up with your past. It's everybody else that want to keep your past going. Yep. All right?
Thank you.
All right, guys. Thank you, guys, man.
We appreciate it.
All right, man. Bye-bye.